broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. And this week, let's remember, searching for truth will lead you to yourself and God. Our guest today is Tracy Dunplaisier, and she's author of Transforming Grief. I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health and body and mind and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest, and we have with us Tracy Dunplaisier, and she's author of Transforming Grief. Tracy is a 22-time award-winning multi-book author. Let me repeat that, 22-time award-winning multi-book author. She's a shaman, she's a radio host, and she's a speaker, and she has wonderful, wonderful, wonderful products. Welcome, Tracy.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. I have to tell you that this is the most complete book. It's called Transformative Grief, An Ancient Ritual of Healing for Modern Times. And this is the most complete book on grief that I've ever seen in my life. And I need to tell everybody that even though we're going to touch the surface of this book, there is so much more in this book that it's like 10 books on grief, and that if anybody, and everybody's going to die, right? So go out and get this book,
right,
because it's going to kind of help you go through everything. Thank you really for writing it, because it's so absolutely complete.
Thank you for that. That was, you know I had more to say even than this, but they're like, at some point you have to stop. Because it's such a profound topic on many levels that all of us experience. And I do want to say that the reason why I wrote this book is because the one facet of grief that we don't ever address is the grief experiences, responses, and feelings that we have in everyday experiences that we let pile up. And then, you know, when a deep trauma comes, or an extreme loss, It's hard to manage. It's impossible. And so people resist that, and then their personality splits off. That's where we get the depression and the anxiety and all of these different mental responses to how we relate to our world. And so I wanted to bring the focus into, this is something that everyone experiences every day a little bit.
Right, and it's just not about people, too. It's just about pets and all sorts of things. I mean, you can grieve a job. There's so much things that, you know, out there that, and I think that grief is, well, you know, for me, what happens is this. We have to get through the process, and to deny the process only delays the process, I think, right?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And I think that people don't give themselves permission. You know, one day I got up and I'd had weird dreams. I was already anxious for what was going to happen earlier or next, you know, coming in the day. And my coffee maker didn't work, and I lost my mind. You know what I mean? It's just like giving yourself permission to take an inventory about the little slights or experiences that you may have had throughout the day. If you take 5 minutes at the end of your day to do that, and to just give yourself permission to feel whatever it is, that way it doesn't build up, and we can learn to be reasonable in the culture that we're living in now, which is, you know, really intense.
Right, and the culture is really, it wants you to move on real quick. You know,
right.
What's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? I do know that when my dad died, which was very sudden, he was 55, and it was an I don't know, like a one in a billion thing that happened. And he was playing handball and he just dropped dead. And, and my mom, she was like 5 years younger than him. So she was pretty young. And so she went through a big trauma. And, I was the one that I had to fly in from California to New York and handle everything. And there was no way, I have to tell you, how I handled this is
right.
Bottle of brandy. The morning to night, and I just got through everything because my brothers were going through grief and I had to help them and the grandchildren and everybody. And she was, you know, she was not there. She was vomiting and, you know, being nasty and mean and, you know, saying, how come he didn't die? You know, and she was just going through her stuff because it was so, and she was a little mean anyway. So I had to delay myself from having, you know, sharing the grief. And then when I got home, I allowed myself to cry and really get everything out. And of course, it still hits me today because grief, I think you can let it go and understand it. And,
right.
But the, heartfelt connection sometimes with, you know, parents or even children are the hardest, I think, when they go. I think that stays with you. And I still cry, you know, even all
absolutely.
These times later, you know, and that's okay.
Absolutely. People experience pre-grief, right? So if somebody is sick or they have a traumatic illness or injury or some sort of relational shift, you know, divorce, breakup, any of those things, all of those things cause us to think of ourselves in a different way and really recognize our mortality. Recognize that we are one day going to die. And all of those things cause us an emotional shift, which when we give ourselves permission to have that in the subtle ways that it comes, like I said, if somebody, like I took care of my mom over 9 months before she died of lung cancer. And so there was so much pre-grief, you know what I mean? You know on some level that this is not going in the direction you want it to go. Everybody's trying to rally and be positive and all of those things. That's what people do. But the truth is, you know, you can, your body, your mind, your heart can sense what's coming forward for you. And so you're going to grieve that little by little. And grieve is like, water. It comes in waves. And one thing that you just mentioned, which I really appreciate, is the heart awakening, the heart opening. There's a grief, right? When we are excited about love, right? Or we open up to a whole other, pardon me, I'm opening up the door for the huskies and it's squeaky. When you open up your heart to love, you cry. I call them tears of truth. And those don't happen just in regards to loss. They happen when we meet a goal that we have sought to create in our life over a long period of time. Just any time we experience joy, we can have tears of truth as well. And if we don't allow ourselves to have tears of grief, then we refuse to let ourselves feel complete joy. And that's what the transformative grief idea is about, is that grief, in all of the ways it presents itself, it changes the person that you are. It chisels out of the stone that you come in as, and it just chisels you down to this beautiful statue, this beautiful work of art. And that's what grief does for you, and so there's no shame in it.
Right. And for me, it's interesting, even though I still have that a little bit of grief, like for my dad, I've been psychic, so I can go over and talk to him anytime. Same thing with my mother or anybody that's died. I mean, and it was really tough one year that I had. It was, I had 8 people that were close to me die with each one within 2 weeks of one another. You know, it's my mother died, my best friend died, my first boyfriend died, my first husband died. I mean, we're talking, you know, one right after another. And let me tell you, that was one that, was a transition that was tremendous. And I can talk to these people, you know, and we, and I do know that, you know, fear of death, fear is, comes from only two things. One is fear of loss, because you're going to lose something, you know, whether, you know, even no matter what fear it, you know, wherever you have fear, it's either fear of loss or fear of death. And really, we come into this world with nothing, we leave with nothing, and there is life after death. But the grief process is showing us, again, a pathway to joy from what you're saying. And this book leads you step by step, no matter what type of grief you have. I don't think you missed any except stubbing your big toe.
<You're right. laughs>
And you might have that in there. I didn't really, you know. And so,
actually, I can't believe it, but I missed that. And you know what? I actually broke two toes on both feet. So I'm surprised I didn't say it. Thank you. That's going in book two.
That's right. Don't forget the breaking of the toe. Anyway, tell me a little bit about the nature and process of grief. And we already said there's a little bit of value to it, but there's a lot more in your book about the value of it. But tell us a little bit about the nature and process of grief.
Well, grief is an intrinsic part of our creative process. So even if you don't see yourself to be a creative person, you don't create art or music or any of those things, if you're in the corporate world, if you're an administrator, you're still a creative person because you're still connecting with other people and connecting with yourself, connecting with your family. And grief is an intrinsic part of the way in which we clear energy from our body in order to truly connect with somebody where they're at. So there is research out there. I haven't looked at like any what's been done in the last 10 years, but as far back as 40 years ago, there's been research done that has shown that crying for 10 minutes or more actually changes the neural circuitry in the brain that's holding the memory or the thoughts of what you're grieving. And so when you cry about it, when you release that energy, it actually neutralizes those neural circuits, and you are able to repopulate them with new thought forms. And that's one of the things that we do, is that tears come, we cry, we scream, we get it all out, and then there's these other chemicals that the heart creates that creates this beautiful sense of calm and clarity. And it is in that clarity, any transition we make when we're letting go of one idea and opening up to a new idea or thought form, that clarity is what helps us to see and allow us to change from what we were doing before to what we now want to do. So let's say you're a smoker or a drinker, right? You have those relationships with those things and you use them for whatever reason that you do. When you're ready to actually change that, you've got to grieve your reason for using them, and then you have to grieve the behavior, grieve the relationship that you have with them. You know, oftentimes when people smoke, you know, that's their companion. That's the one thing that is there for them anytime they need it, no matter what. Completely unconditionally, no judgment. Right? And so when you decide that your body just can't do that anymore, you've got to grieve the loss of a, you know, completely non-judgmental, loving friend.
Well, yeah,
I know I'm personifying it a lot, but for a point, because people, you are letting go of so much more than just, you know, using a patch or the addiction to nicotine. It's not really about the nicotine as much as it is the emotional thought forms that began the process, and that you're leaving behind when you want to let go of the process.
Right, and triggering your want for the cigarette. I mean, I smoked for 50 years, I understand.
Yeah.
But I haven't smoked now for, I guess, about 15. So,
right.
So because there was a point where I said, okay, no, your voice is kind of sultry, but if you go anymore, you're going to lose it. So.
Exactly, you just can't do it anymore.
Right. Now, one of the things I got from what you were all saying is, in the process of grief, I think what we have to do is trust what's happening to us is there for our greatest good. And if we can understand that and but not keep it in, because if you try and keep it in, it will just fester into something different. And so you have to have productive ways to eliminate grief. And that's why I like your book. There's so many different ways in your book that if one way doesn't work, you got them all. So, I mean, they can just pick and choose whatever works for them. And halfway, and a lot of times people don't want to give it up. And so, they'll come back to it, but that's why you have so many ways of doing this in here that you can go to your book again and again and try a new way. Because even if it's for a relationship, there might be something in there for relationship with your father rather than a love relationship, you know, so.
Right.
So it's really
great.
Right,
exactly. When people think of grief, to them it equals death. Right? If somebody dies, that's the only time you're allowed to grieve. And you know, I have a whole section in the book about bereavement wear. And that's the clothing that you buy for the funeral. That, when I was young, I was probably about 11 when my father died. And, I remember getting a new dress. That's one of the biggest things that I remember from that time. So I was like, oh cool, I got a brand new dress. How cool is that? And so Now, anytime we go to a funeral, that's one of our family. That's the thing that creates a little levity, right? A little a joy in the experience of creating a relationship with the person in a new way is through bereavement wear. But to your point about all the different ways that we can grieve, we already if people there's a couple of little tests that you can take in the book that help you really have a deeper understanding of how often you grieve anyway, right? People have all sorts of ways that they are already grieving. They just don't consider it to be grief, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know people that if you're always mean and nasty and you're just very depressed all the time, it's because you're not releasing grief on some level over something.
Right.
You know, because, you know, negative emotions all come from some kind of not getting what you want, which is a grief in that and or in something that you're losing or something. It's all together. The fear of loss, the fear of death, the grief of, you know, what you want and whatever. And so it's all about this negativity. And so what you want to do is use positive reinforcement and positive emotions to kind of move through this, which is what you're doing. And you're giving them a step-by-step method saying, okay, here's where your hidden griefs should be. You know, and I think it's wonderful because even I, on my website, I'll have where is your hidden negativity? Because people might not know that they're negative, and that's fostering, it can foster illness and grief. It's a negative emotion, really.
Absolutely.
even though it's but the negative emotions are there to teach us. And so that's what your book does. It teaches us how to use grief. So tell me a little bit about these, well, we're almost going to go to break, so I don't want to go into a big subject. So did you want to finish more on what you were saying on that?
You know what I do? I want to embellish what you're saying about negative thinking. When we can look at our negative thinking as an arrow penetrating our deepest heart, right? Our deepest heart is where we carry our soul imprints, our consciousness. That's where we carry our wisdom and understanding, and that's how it awakens. And we become first consciously aware of it through these negative, intense ideas or feelings. So paying attention to that, they're a message to you. Once you hear them, they cease to be negative. They actually change what they are, right? They then become information. And then information, when you talk about, you know, different ways of self-care and emotional processing, when you surrender to the acceptance of the message that's coming to you, that gives you a path forward. And that's what we're all looking for, is a path forward from fully integrating what we have, what's going on, and then moving forward in our life and taking that wisdom with us.
Right. It's also, I think, you know, giving us a freedom as well. And because we're freeing up this negative stuff so that we can move into our next chapter on doing things better, greater, and wiser. We're going to take a break, but when we get back, we're going to talk more with Tracy Dunblazer, and she's author of Transformative Grief, which you can get on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and we're going to be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Tracy Dunblazier, and she's author of Transformative Grief, and the subtitle is An Ancient Ritual of Healing for Modern Times. However, I have a feeling that it's not all ancient in there. There's a lot of Tracy in there, which is, I mean, all of her products that she has wonderful cards and books and all sorts of things, crystals and things like that, and all of her products are there to help humanity, and they are of such high resonance and power that I'm saying, Tracy, what is your website so everybody can at least take a look at all these wonderful things you have?
People can reach, see my products at www.tracydunblazer.com, and that's TraceyDunblazer.com.
Great. I just wanted to get that out there because, you know, I saw your cards over the weekend, and they're absolutely stunning. I mean, they're just beautiful, and they work. So anyway, so let's get back to grief. We'll have to have you back on to talk about that another time. So,
oh, absolutely.
So now, what are grief triggers and delusional thinking about?
Well, so when you think about our energy field, there is our emotions, and the emotional body moves through to our etheric body, which is the next level of auric energy or auric field outside of our physical body. We call it the body double. And that field is where we hold the energy, the memory of the habits, that we have, right? So the repetitive patterns that we continually participate in, that's where those live. So anytime we want to emotionally, it's the emotional body that has the power to break through that and transform that etheric body so that we can eventually change our patterns, change our habits. And delusional thinking is, it's connected to emotion, it's connected to that energy field of patterns, and it's the way in which we imagine making a change, or the place where we imagine the possibility of, like, if we've experienced a trauma, we also hold memories of our traumas directly in that space. And oftentimes people can have delusional thinking, like they can see or feel something happening when it's not really happening. They're just fearful that it will happen, and so they relive their original trauma over and over again. And grief is the thing that breaks up that body and transforms those patterned energies so that we can move forward, create a new, you know, the delusional thinking isn't just negative, it can be positive, a new creative opportunity to imagine a life that we couldn't imagine previously.
You know, another thing that I think might be very interesting to understand is that there are methods like NLP and EFT, emotional freedom techniques, that you can actually tap. And when you have to understand something, that everything is connected. So when you are releasing grief, sometimes you can even get sick, because you're grief is like a toxin to your body. Okay, so when you are doing that, you know, you want to make sure that you're working on a mind, body, and spirit level to do everything at once. So you take care of yourself. You know, you might want to, when you're considering working on grief, you know, being an old manufacturer of vitamins for 8 years, you know, you might want to support yourself with extra B vitamins and B12 so that it can help you, or magnesium to kind of keep that rhythm of your heart, you know, so you don't, you know, die, you know, yourself, you know, then there'd be more grief. No, but
exactly.
But so, you know, you want to take care of that. And emotional freedom techniques, sometimes when they're releasing things in your body, it's traumas in your body, which can be connected to grief. So do you think that they would be able to be a helpful adjunct to your book?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. I don't know. This has not been my life path that we can bypass grief in any way. But there is a process where that our grief begins with traumas that are spiritual in nature. You know, our soul comes in with spiritual traumas and spiritual wisdoms that we carry from, if you believe in it, other lifetimes, or they're just imprints that bring us the information and help us see what we've experienced, what we want to experience, and then what we attract in this lifetime to either embellish or transform what we see to be truths in life. And as we process that, grief is the emotional body process. But yes, there are absolutely, we have to work it out in the physical. We have to work it out in our mind and our the way we think, our ideals, we have to change it on a behavioral level, and we have to transform it on a spiritual level. And NFT really works. The tapping helps you to shift it on a physical level, connecting to that spiritual level. But there's no way that we have to do it on every single level,
right?
And that's the most important thing. People want to use certain modalities, thinking that it's going to help them bypass any of the other layers that they need to get through.
Not
and right, you're like not. You know, and so it's in my opinion, starting wherever you are, right? Start where you are. If you're not ready to do the emotional aspect of the grieving, start with any other level, and you will eventually get there.
Right.
And by the time you get there, you'll be prepared for it.
And that's right. And so tell me, why is life's the loss of life's the most extraordinary illusion?
It all goes, it goes to our spiritual, our causal body, right? The part of our soul that lived without a body for eons, and the memory that we have of living free and in an eternal dynamic, right? Consciousness doesn't ever go away. It changes forms.
Right.
Right? Energy changes forms. It doesn't ever go away. It doesn't stop. Right? And there's a part of our spirit that knows that and remembers that. And that makes that everything else on denser frequencies, right? Our mind, our emotions, our body, all of those are denser levels of our causal, of our soul memory. And all of them are illusions. And when we recognize them as illusions, it helps us to understand how easily and quickly we can change any one of those layers of energy, even our physical world. Right? You can't change your physical life, your physical world, your physical body, unless you believe that you can. Like, unless there is that memory that you're taking your thoughts and your emotions, and you are creating a new world that then affects the physical world.
Right.
Right. And when you know that everything here is an illusion, the idea of the illusion makes it really easy to transform it if you're not satisfied with what you have.
I believe that too. I think we're almost ready for a break, and so we're going to be right back with Tracy Dunblazier. And don't forget to get her book, Transformative Grief, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or any bookstore. They'll have it right there. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Tracy Dunblazier, and she's author of Transformative Grief. Tracy, you know, there is no way in the world that I'm going to be able to get to all these questions, you know, from your book. So I thought I would do a little bit more general questions for you, because I want the people to get the essence of this book and how important it is. So can you just tell us a little bit about the types of grief that you cover in your book?
Well, so everything elicits a grief response, and so I do an overall description and explanation of grief, how it works, what it is, and why we do it, because it's purposeful. It really brings us an enormous amount of value in the way we make any kind of transition in our life, even from buying a new car or losing a car, or, you know, any kind of shift that can happen in our life, we grieve that process, and so there's a whole relationship to grief. I cover loss, any kind of loss, any level of loss. I cover loss of a partner, everyday grief, what exactly mourning is, because mourning is that process that when we're grieving, mourning is learning to live in the new way without whatever we have given up or whatever we've lost. So that's a very important process, and that's how we change our relationship from what we had to what we now have. Loss of a family member. The other interesting thing is that anytime there is any kind of shift or loss, there's a family dynamic that happens, and if you better understand the family dynamic, it can help you manage that more easily. It's never completely easy, but it can be managed when you have an understanding of how everybody in the family participates in grief. Loss of a child. That's a really important one that so many people experience. Loss of a pet is another one. Then I have an entire section on facing death, the actual dying process and understanding what that looks like, the type of grief that happens when you have a traumatic injury or illness. And then another really, relationships, of course, that's a big grief
that's
point
a given.
Because every day people have relationships at work, personal relationships, love relationships, family relationships that they struggle with. And, when we go through a transition, we're going to grieve. That's going to be the way that we change our minds about how we relate to people. And the final one is something that I had to include in the book. It's called transpersonal grief. And it's the way in which we witness cultures, countries, cities, groups of people who are experiencing a grief dynamic because of a trauma, right? So people who are experiencing war. When somebody lives or is growing up in a war-torn climate, they're going to have a completely different relationship to grief and to trauma and to life than someone who doesn't. When we experience transpersonal grief, the people who are experiencing the trauma can't always actually process all the emotional energy that is generated. So empaths, or people who are ultra-sensitive, can actually pick up on that body of grief and grieve it for them. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that you're seeing with our politics today. There's a lot of transpersonal grief happening that people are connecting to these ideals that existed. They may not even be current ideals, right, or even progressive ideals that are sustainable. But people are picking up things. You know, our race relations today are a relationship to the way that the ideals that people had during the Civil War, and being able to work them out in their mind in order to get all of us on the same page to move forward to a sustainable way of life where we can accept everyone. And no matter what somebody believes to be true, ultimately the spiritual truth is we are all connected, and we are eventually going to get to that sustainable place where we are all connected, and we have to, you know, embrace one another to a certain degree. So
right.
There's a transpersonal grief that's happening in people's thoughts, ideas, and behaviors. Working out these past streams of grief that didn't get worked out.
Well, I think it's kind of funny because, you know, I have the capacity to go back and relive past lives, and I have been every color. So to think, you know, I've been, you know, yellow, black, brown, you know, Indian, you know, I mean, I've been every color, you know, so to be against a race or whatever is kind of silly. And I grew up in New York and, you know, we were all poor and one street was, you know, German, another one was Italian, another one was black, another one was Korean, another one was Chinese, another one was Japanese, another one was Puerto Rican. And when I had slumber parties, everybody came to my house. We never had any kind of thing about race or anything like that. We were all one. And so the other thing I do want people to understand too, because we have a couple of minutes, is in your book, you have really nice little rituals. And so just as an overview, what do these rituals, contain?
So anytime, if anybody has a relationship to magic or to religion, it's the process that we go through to open our hearts and minds to changing our habits and opening to new ideas and new possibilities that are going to change our life. And so a ritual is taking multiple small actions to prove our desire and worthiness for that end result that we're seeking. Right? That's what building an altar is about. That's what a ritual is about. Right, is to prove to yourself, not to anybody else, but to prove to yourself your worthiness to receive that thing, right? The more you're willing to commit to bringing together all of the elements of the altar or the ritual to perform it. So, I offer at the end of each chapter, I offer a ritual that people can pick and choose from. They can use it as it is or they can pick and choose. I offer an affirmation, so that they can experience what it's like to recognize how the unconscious mind and the unconscious, our consciousness works and draws certain things to us to help us transform and to support us in what we say we want.
And then you have herbs in there too.
I do.
Supportive herbs, which is really great because you have different herbs for different kinds of grief. And I think that's tremendous.
Yes. Everything, I mean, for thousands of years, many cultures have used herbs and flowers and trees and tree bark and different things with specific meanings. So I did some research on that and put together my rituals and chose the things that energetically vibrated to the end goal of the ritual. One of the rituals is dealing with awe. Right? When we're in a state of grief, there is this moment of awe where you can see the multiple dimensions and understand how awesome the world is.
Right.
And so I want to encourage people to explore that through a ritual.
Great.
So I chose herbs and flowers that go with that thinking.
Great. Now tell us a little bit more about where people can find out more about you and get your products.
So if there are wholesalers out there, I've got a distributor. You can get to me at beaslayer.com and tracydunblazer.com. You can find me, Tracy Dunblazer, Spiritual Empath, on Facebook. And then you can find me on TikTok and Instagram at GoTracy. And Tracy is always with two E's, please.
Two E's, please. We'll make a song about that. I'm going to make a song for you.
Good.
Tracy, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you so much for this book. It will help so many people. Again, everyone, it's Transformative Grief by Tracy Dunblazer, and you should get it. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's time to answer some questions for you if you need information on natural health, life problems, or spiritual objectives, or you want a plain old psychic reading. You can feel free to call me in our toll-free numbers and limit your question to one. The numbers are 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Let me repeat those again. 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. All right, while we're waiting for callers, let's go ahead and just talk a little bit about our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today's herb is dandelion. Now, dandelion is really a relatively recent addition to the medical herbal system, and it was not mentioned in Chinese herbs until the 7th century, and in Europe, it first appeared in books on healing in 1485. The name dandelion was apparently invented by a 15th century surgeon who compared the shape of the leaves to a lion's tooth. And so in the West, we separate the leaves and root, but in China, they use the whole plant. And the whole herb in China, they use the flowers, the leaves, the roots, the seeds, the heads of either the common dandelion or an oriental species. And they're used as a diuretic and a liver stimulant. And it's also used to to clear heat and toxins from the blood. So it's also used for boils and abscesses. The leaves, which are a lot that we use, is an effective diuretic. The leaves are rich in potassium, which is generally lost with frequent urination. They are used for fluid retention, especially with heart problems, and for effective liver and digestive tonics. So if you're on water pills, there's two things that you can kind of try and use as a replacement for that has no side effects like the water pills. And one is the leaves of the dandelion, and also the other is Uva Ursi, U-V-A-U-R-S-I. Both of them are very supportive to the whole you know, bladder and that kind of system, you know, urinary tract system. Now, the root is a really favorite liver stimulant with many herbalists, and the root is used as a gentle cleansing tonic for a range of problems, including gallstones and jaundice. And it can be useful for constipation and in chronic toxic conditions such as joint inflammations or eczema and acne. And you can get dandelion tea. It's really great. Now, remember, if you're going to go out and pick your dandelion, make sure that you are not getting some that have been dosed in pesticides. Because, you know, if you're going to go and pick it out in a park, you don't know if they're using Roundup or dicamba or one of those things on that, and you don't want to use that. If you grow your own, that's fine. If you have a backyard where nobody's spraying, that's another okay thing to do. So be careful where you're getting it so that we can make sure that you're going to be healthy. And you can use it, the leaves fresh or in a juice or a tea. So many good things for dandelion. Really, really a nice little weed. That's more than a weed, right? Okay, not to be confused with Susan Weed, who does an herbal show on our network, right? Okay, which you should check out because it's really good. Okay, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy and increase energy towards what you desire. So we're going to talk a little bit about bloodstone. Now, bloodstone is a very powerful stone. Now, they don't usually tell you that, but I'm telling you that. So, you know, when you get a bloodstone, you need to respect it, okay? And bloodstone is a variety of quartz, and the colors appear, you know, like it's kind of sometimes green with flecks of red. In smaller pieces, it's the red doesn't appear, and sometimes it's a darker color, and then the red's in the middle. And the mineral is an intense healing stone and a stone of courage, and it can be used to awaken and introduce uniformity within vibrations of energy between your chakras, especially the base, the navel, the sacral, and heart chakra. It all balances that. It also helps you to accept the change in energy fields and to recognize the beneficial aspects of turmoil. And so you're going to understand why you're going through that turmoil or grief that we were talking about later on, beforehand on the show. It also provides you with centering and grounding energy of the heart and is conducive to balancing the total body in order to help you overcome any distress and anxiety associated with the realignment of energy. So it's very important for healers to be respectful of the stone, and you can use it because it really helps a lot. The message which lies within bloodstone is be here now, and it grants you mastery of renewal. And you can do renewal of your physical, your mental, and emotional bodies. It also provides for the revitalization of love and relationships and friendships. And let's see, there's an inherent strength to the energy of this stone, and it allows for the transmittal of dispassionate guidance. So it doesn't tell you passionately what to do, but it will tell you, you know, how to handle things. It provides introductory information. It further instills wisdom and sensitivity so that you can understand what's going on. And it helps to enhance the abilities of harmony, adaptability, and strength. It also helps you demonstrate unselfishness and idealism. And it helps you improve your talents and abilities, your creative efforts. It supports the decision-making process. And it has been really, and this is where you have to be careful with it. It's been used in accessing the principles of mysticism, okay? And it provides for insight into spiritual intuition of truths and transcends ordinary understanding. If you're not used to this, it can be very powerful. In healing, bloodstone has been used in the treatment of the spleen to purify the blood, the kidneys, bladders, intestines, and liver. It can neutralize the toxins within the body and can provide for elimination of toxins as well. It has been used in the treatment of leukemia to stabilize, balance, and increase or decrease as necessary the flow of blood. And it's also been used to aid in the rectification of failing eyesight, lung congestion, and rashes. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. Welcome back, but we've got to say goodbye, so it's not even coming back. We're going. I don't know. Heads or tails? You decide. I can't. All right. So again, buy my new book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss, and I will be doing some events. So go to my events tab at lindamckenzie.net to see where I can meet you. I'd love to meet you. So I want to tell you, I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of birth, gratitude, and efficiency. Bye.